Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
State police investigators reportedly now handling the inquiry into a deadly shooting that happened early this morning by police in South Suburban Blue Island. WBBM's Mike Krauser tells us the shooting started as a request for help.
A statement from police says officers were called to 2015 Broadway Street for a suspicious vehicle well-being check. A caller said there was a car with the driver's side door open and a man was unresponsive in the driver's seat. The statement says an AR-15 pistol was visible on the passenger seat. It says officers woke up the man, and when he saw them, he reached for the passenger seat where the gun was located. One officer fired one round and hit the man in the torso. He was taken to Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn, where he was ultimately pronounced dead. The shooting is under investigation by the state police. That's the story from Blue Island.
Kane County Sheriff's employees pay their respects to K-9 Hudson, killed in the line of duty 8 days ago while trying to apprehend an armed suspect. The dog was buried today. Kane County Sheriff Ron Hain.
Well, the ensuing gunfire in the middle of one of the busiest intersections in Kane County at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday would ultimately take Hudson's life. His unwavering bravery isolated the suspect so that no other citizens or officers were hurt in the encounter.
Kane County lowered flags in honor of K-9 Hudson.
The FBI offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of a violent bank robbing suspect who clutches stuffed animals during holdups. In March, the FBI is concerned that the man they've dubbed the Stuffed Bear Bandit may have access to kids. Here's FBI spokeswoman Natalie Simmons.
Because he has the stuffed animals and, you know, kids are attracted to familiar characters like Winnie the Pooh or 101 Dalmatians, we don't know this individual could have access to children, and that is something we want to make sure does not happen, and we capture him.
In one robbery at a PNC Bank branch at 87th and Cottage Grove, the FBI says the suspect threw rocks at a teller window before pulling out a gun and forcing a bank employee to the ground. Images of the robber on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Chicago's business community says it wants to commit resources and energy to lowering violent crime in the city.
Robert Boyk, the Civic Committee's new vice president for public safety, says crime's been one of the biggest concerns for Chicago's business community, but traditionally they haven't helped drive solutions. But now, says Boyk, they are moving to help.
We've landed on five key areas, including scaling community violence intervention, hiring community violence intervention graduates, more effective policing, hiring from the south and west sides of Chicago, and economic development on the south and west sides of Chicago.
Boyk, who was director of constitutional policing for the city of Chicago, says the business leaders hope to meet and work with the new city administration. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some scary seconds in Sugar Grove this morning. It involved a small plane, an instructor, and a student pilot. The plane failed to take off, apparently, from the Aurora Municipal Airport and landed in a cornfield. It caused some damage to the plane's landing gear. Authorities say the cause appears to be pilot error. Both student and instructor are okay.
Walgreens redesigning its store at Roosevelt and State. The company says it's trying to enhance customer experience and by the looks is trying to cut down on theft.
Picture a traditional drugstore with the anti-theft devices near the front door. Now, move those anti-theft devices inside the store in an area where Walgreens says you can browse the shelves for essentials and pay for them inside that area.
It is nice that you, like, for the essentials, you no longer have to call security to get them to open the glass case.
Shoppers like that woman, if they want what Walgreens deems non-essentials, they have to place an order at a digital kiosk and pick it up at a counter when it's ready. One woman says it's a trust issue.
We should be able to be trusted to go in without having to have cameras and people watching us and all that stuff.
But some other shoppers say they understand why Walgreens is doing what it's doing, testing a new system.
I'm not a huge fan of kiosk ordering, so I don't know this. It's not going to make me come more often.
At Roosevelt and State, Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Cook County leaders raised the Progress Pride flag above Daly Plaza this morning.
Among the Cook County officials on the stage during the flag-raising ceremony in Daly Plaza, the county's first ever openly gay commissioner, Kevin Morrison, first openly gay Latino commissioner, Anthony Quesada, and first openly lesbian board member, Maggie Trevor. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle spoke at the event, saying that in every level of government, slowly but surely, there have been historic shifts toward inclusion.
Every human being should feel safe, included, represented, and be free of harassment or discrimination, no matter who they are, what their gender is, or how they identify.
Preckwinkle acknowledging that there is still much more to be done.
Please know that you can count on Cook County as a partner in the work ahead and to remain committed to fostering a county where all LGBTQ plus individuals are welcomed, safe, and celebrated.
In the loop, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are still searching for the people who shot and wounded a police officer last night in Westtown. Chicago Police Interim Superintendent Fred Waller picks up the story.
An off-duty officer was traveling at approximately 2200 West Maple in the alley. While traveling in his vehicle, he came upon some garbage cans that were blocking his path. He got out to move the garbage cans, and upon returning to his vehicle, several subjects, approximately maybe five, confronted him and began firing upon him.
The officer who was shot at the arm did return fire. No word if the officer hit anybody. He is said to be in good condition this afternoon.
A Plainfield man facing numerous charges involving two pharmacies overnight in Joliet. Officers first responded to a burglar alarm at the CVS pharmacy on Plainfield Road and found damage to the rear door and the window. Minutes later, police said the suspect matching the description was found using a tool to break into the J.D. Brown pharmacy down the street. Police say officers found 39-year-old Jose Tapia in possession of sedatives used to treat anxiety. He was arrested without incident.
If you're looking for a job online, the Better Business Bureau says beware of scammers.
A BBB investigation shows job scams are on the rise this year, costing victims nearly $840,000 in just the first 3 months. Steve Burness is president and CEO of the BBB. He says scammers are using email addresses and phone numbers from resumes posted online to contact victims.
They're actually asking people to go through an interview process with three or four different scammers. So you think you're talking to a legitimate company.
Those who fall for the scams think they've landed a job and often give up important personal or financial information.
Somebody asks you if your bank account number, where do you deposit your checks? You're going to give me your bank account number, and you need your Social Security to take taxes out, so you give me your Social Security number. Adults between 18 and 34 are hit the hardest on this particular scam.
Burness encourages people to research companies and verify job offers are legit before providing any personal information. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM. Nice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.